Hey, everyone. Happy to have you here for another episode of Legacy Matters. Today, as usual, we will talk about whatever comes up with a slight leaning toward discussions of preserving your legacy, preparing for things to come, and sharing stories we find amusing.
Okay.
All right. We are.
Okay.
We are on.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Sam, Jim, and Sarah again.
Yep.
Special guest.
We have a guest today again, and our guest today is Haley.
Hello.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, we can't welcome, do that. Haley. Yeah.
That's a first.
I'm actually thinking of your, like, trying to think of a little theme song for you.
Well, oh. Hey, like, we're in the market.
Legacy matters.
Whoa.
Oh. Done.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Just totally off the cuff.
Yeah.
Great.
No, that perfect. Legacy
yeah.
matters.
I mean, it's well, it was left up to me to Sarah and I did the theme music intro and stuff,
you know,
and it's like time to
teach
change.
Yourself. Yeah. I know it's time.
We didn't.
Well, maybe one of you could take turns going, "Welcome to Legacy Matters."
I don't
at the beginning.
Well,
I don't think
welcome
you want me singing.
Yeah.
No, I think that's what would be good about it.
Like, it would be cute.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea for us to do.
It sounds like it could be trouble.
Yes.
Well, you can have that. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyways, it's really nice to be here. It's a very cool space.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming. Stopping in. Of course.
Yeah.
Joining
us. I do love the energy in the space. Like,
yep.
It makes me feel like work gets done here or something.
Creative energy for sure.
Yes.
Yep. I think that is, having a light, natural light in Minnesota is necessary to not kill yourself.
Yeah.
I really do think so.
It's but like, even with light, I still think. What am I wrong?
He was going to go dark there for
like,
a minute.
I always feel suicidal.
Slightly.
That's what makes us artists.
Right.
Right? We're always teetering that line.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but,
you know. Am I really going to miss that much?
Jim, we just started.
Oh, I think I just distorted.
Happened before is you've got me thinking of all the... Well, the series that I'm watching right now.
Oh, yeah.
And,
what is
and
this?
The ghosts and
what
all of that.
What is this one?
Dark.
Oh, Dark. Have you seen
have
that
you
on
seen
Netflix?
Have you seen Dark on Netflix?
I haven't even heard of it.
Except
for you guys. So
but I am already planning my day around it.
It's German.
It's German, which already is going to be amazing. So it's subtitled. But go for it, Jim.
Yeah. Cinematography is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The light.
The way
it's shot is really good.
Very moody.
And it's... it's this fluctuation. It's like this vibration, which I'm always interested in those.
Uh-huh.
Like
makes
that,
me sick
you know.
Or something.
But it kind of is real subtle how it goes back and forth in time.
Mm-hmm. Past, present, future.
Right.
Time travel.
Mm-hmm. It's very, and it's got a very scary, sort of dark overtone to it.
Mm-hmm. Is it like.
It's a bit
paranormal, ish.
A bit. There are no like physical ghosts or whatnot. It's more about the human condition and having to face our
and the perception
and
too.
About
the perception of time and the length duration of life.
Okay.
So, it's good.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
I'll check it out. Mm-hmm.
It's a good.
They've been talking about it a lot.
We have been talking about it a lot.
Yeah. It's a bit like
it has a
tinge of Twin Peaks to it, you know, the way it's shot, but it makes a little bit more sense,
that
should
was a
I
big
say,
thing.
Than Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks
because
was
Twin
huge.
Peaks is way fragmented and so is this, but you can kind of I spend a lot of time rewinding going, "What the hell just happened?" you know, trying to pick up on it. So, and the further you go into it, the easier it is to start to tie it together. So,
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the recommendation. Mm-hmm. I've been watching some weird ones lately. You know that Blumhouse Productions?
Yeah.
They make like Happy Death Day. Like they're weird, like poppy kind of thrillers, like a la Scream, you know, just sort of funny,
right?
Yep.
But also really messed up, but done in a way that's almost cartoonish.
Okay.
And I didn't like, I didn't love Happy Death Day. I thought it was funny, but they just put out a bunch of movies in a series called I think it's After Dark.
Okay.
Or In the Dark or something like that, that they put out on Hulu.
Right.
And there's like four.
Okay.
And
I haven't seen, I've heard of this, but it's there.
Well, there's one, you've probably heard of the one called I'm Just Fucking With You.
Okay.
There's a movie called I'm Just Fucking With You. And I thought it was really good. And I thought I was surprised at how much I liked it because it did have this like campy kind of thing to it, but it was also really scary. Like legitimately like, oh,
that's a hard creepy. Mix to pull off.
It is. It is.
You know what that reminds me of? Get Out, the movie that's...
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen that. That's that weird mix of like, okay, this really could never... I'm not going to give away what happens. This could never happen in real life. But towards the end, you're like, oh, you just feel like really...
Yeah.
Creeped out.
What was that other creepy movie that you recommended that we both watched? The one that was in the woods with that sort of like tree figure? Remember that?
Oh, the one on Netflix?
Yeah. What the heck was that?
Shoot, called? The Netflix original one with the four friends?
Right, right.
In the forest, and then they get lost, and then they go to that cabin.
Right.
That's a weird...
Did you see that one?
That is a good one.
Not the Blair Witch. I mean, that's
no, solid. That was Blair Witch.
Yeah, yeah. That was solid. That definitely had me kind of like, okay.
That was super creepy.
Yeah, and you couldn't see what the thing was either.
No.
It was more of a... It was more just black.
Like hinting at it.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what I like.
If it's right. Not so I don't want it to be so visceral or like bloody gory, but just that psychological of, and especially the woods are just like, and being in Minnesota, right? We're always in the woods.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch that.
I know.
That's the other thing with dark, though.
No, I mean, I guide canoe trips with kids and I'm out there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm terrified.
You have to deal with the real, the real creatures.
The woods have a lot more to offer, Sam.
Yeah, there's plenty of tree creatures that you could just be not, you know, be friends with, maybe. Just make peace.
I camped on one of those trips. I camped at a place where there were petroglyphs or hieroglyphs or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, Sasquatch holding someone upside down. And they're legit. They're from way back. And that's terrifying.
Like a fake Sasquatch?
Well, like some Native American or Native Canadian indigenous person 300 years ago or 500 years ago was trying to indicate to you, Sasquatch is that way, don't go over there. Like,
that I really enjoy Bigfoot talk.
Because
I have a whole lore. Yes. I have a whole theory about...
I have a really good picture of this that could be
well, we'd
the cover
have to
this.
Pop it up. So this is... I'm a little crazy and I'm pretty...
Yeah,
forward about how crazy. Well, about this stuff. So
no, we're all crazy. That's
there's
good.
A particular podcast I listen to, and this man claims he can hear spirits and nymphs, and you know the whole gamut of creatures. And he, as part of this podcast, went down this checklist and said, if you want to call summon Bigfoot in the forest, this is what you can do. And I was literally on my laptop, like pulling up my notes and like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God, Sarah. Like,
were
really?
You going to call Bigfoot?
Well, this was in the winter, so now summer season's coming up, Jim.
Right.
We're going to be camping up north.
We're
going to
be
summer.
Up north, right?
Yeah.
Will I do it? Probably.
Oh,
but I have the notes.
I'm going to do it for
do
sure.
It. You can do a little. You could do a little sound.
He's
and then
got a Bigfoot call.
Just hear
can
some
you
rustling.
Can you do your best Bigfoot calls?
That sounds about right.
Just listen for the rustle.
Right.
Listen for the rustling.
Some throwing sticks.
It brings them right in. I mean,
oh my God.
They just come a running.
And you have to have the best of intentions, is what this
anchovies
man said.
Anchovies, too. I hear they love anchovies.
Anchovies.
That's
I don't
what
think
I
they
ridiculous.
Eat.
You know, I saw a very scary Sasquatch sighting video recently where I was like, I really don't understand. Like, I don't think that this is fake. Like, it was too, like,
it was
no.
Too good.
Like, why?
How would you recreate
right.
that?
You know, it was really scary.
Okay.
Because it was like, it was an animal and it was walking upright, like, and it knew that it was being watched and it was not coming at them, but it was, you know, kind of keeping an eye.
Do you remember where the footage happened?
I don't. I think I'm pretty sure it was in another, in a foreign country.
Sure. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Germany.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. They have a very heavy Sasquatch population.
I think they do. I just think so.
Seems about right.
Everything in Germany is so well regulated. They have every forest. They know where every tree is.
Yeah, that's why they live there, because they have their own area.
Maybe
Germany.
They do.
In the forest.
In the Black Forest, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I doubt it.
I'm just saying.
Russia. Russia's where all the...
Russia, yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the real Sasquatch
are. Those are like the Yeti.
Yeti, because there's a difference.
It's a cousin.
The white Yeti.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very rare.
Those are in the Himalayas too, right? Nepal.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. We really know our Sasquatch geography.
A little bit. So, we're getting it. You know?
Trying. Always learning.
We do kind of throw out a disclaimer every now and again that, like, if you want any real information, if you want to know the truth about something, this is not the podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
We don't
That's where X-Files comes in handy.
Yeah,
sure. The truth is out there.
Right, right.
It's on Ancient X-Files.
Aliens. It's not on Life. Oh, it's that's not my Legacy favorite. Matters. No.
Do you watch Ancient Aliens?
I don't. Should I?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Haley, that is a great show.
Oh.
It is so good.
Yes.
It is solid.
Wow. I really did truly find my people here today.
There you go. That's just
like,
tip
they're
of the
like,
iceberg.
Well, what do you want to talk about, Haley? Like, is there anything? And I'm like, ghosts?
And that's all you had
and
to
say. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Turn it on.
Let's go.
Record. Yeah. Got it.
I'm like, let's start. Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to quickly just share this UFO story. Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
So this is the
now,
Washington.
Is this going to be in the Antarctica? The people that live under the
this
ice?
This is no. That's a whole other thing, Jim. We can add that to the list of things to talk about.
Haley, do you know about this?
No. I'm too excited.
We're
going to
blow your mind.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Hold on, Jim.
Okay. Hold. Let's give this some context. This is WAPO.
Yep. And it's under. It's very recent.
What's
April 25th,
WAPO?
Washington Post.
Oh, Washington
that's
Post.
That's what the smart people call it.
Right, right.
And it's under the...
I know, that's why I went right over my head.
It's under the military section, so here we go. How angry pilots got the Navy to stop dismissing UFO sightings. So it's basically saying how the Navy has drafted formal procedures for pilots to document encounters, a corrective measure that former officials say is long overdue. So, because they've been afraid to say anything for fear of ridicule and whatnot. So, I need to find the little...
So, now they've been given license.
They've been given
license,
and it's like, okay, you're not crazy. Because this stuff is happening. Hold on here.
Yeah, stay in there.
I know. There's like a particular...
You're good. We got time.
Okay. I know the pause.
It's okay.
Jim, you know, this is our podcast. We can do whatever we want, right? Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I get slapped down a lot, Haley.
Oh, Jim. Okay, here we go. In some cases, pilots, many of whom are engineers and academy graduates, claim to observe small spherical objects flying in formation. Others say they've seen white tic-tac-shaped vehicles. Aside from drones, all engines rely on burning fuel to generate power, but these vehicles all had no air intake, no wind, and no exhaust. It's very mysterious, and they still seem to be exceeding our aircraft in speed, he said, calling it a truly radical technology. So I think my theory is...
All right, let's get into what we think.
I think that slowly but surely the media, which Washington Post is kind of a big one, are slowly dripping out information about other technology. So when it's finally revealed, it's not such a big deal. That's my theory.
Yeah, I agree with that theory, actually.
I do, too, and I think that if you look at the arc of human life, I think that it would be fair to say that we have no idea what the technology is going to look like 200 years from now. If you took someone 200 years in the past and said, hey, by the way, one of these days they're going to be sitting around recording podcasts, there's going to be computers all over the place, you're going to have a little cell phone thing. None of that's
true.
This is exactly what Ancient Aliens is all about.
Is it?
Segway, yes. Jim. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Haley, do you have any ghost stories? What's the scariest thing that ever happened to you?
Oh, scariest?
Or a ghost story. Two questions.
Okay.
What's the scariest?
Yeah, because that could be two different things. Yeah. Right. You know, it could be
and do you have any ghost stories?
Got in a car accident or something, you know.
Right.
That's different than... Scary.
Well, I'm scary trying to keep in pertaining theme to paranormal
the
or
have
whatever.
You had any?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I have always been open to other realms since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom would tell me I was talking to her father who passed away right before I was born, and I would be able to tell her everything that he said. And, you know, like right. things I didn't know, I wouldn't have known when I was like four.
Right.
And I have just always felt like a blurred line mm-hmm. between those things. And so as I've gotten older, I've kind of learned to like harness that energy a little bit more. And sort of, you know, trust myself with mm-hmm. that and yep. trust my intuition. Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes I am, communicated with, whether that's like, you know, in a dream or, you know, just a feeling that I get when I like hear something or see something, and I've definitely had like some poltergeisty stuff happen where I've had to be like, okay, I need to tone this down because it's a lot of energy. It takes right. a lot of energy from
it
you.
Is. Yep.
So you really do have to be careful about where you're applying it, and you don't always have to like relay a message to someone right, if right. you like, you right. know, mm-hmm. see something, you know, whatever. But I feel very, like, I feel grateful mm-hmm, for that. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it's kind of an honor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm also, like, you know, I just have to be careful.
Right.
About it. And
yeah, I can totally relate to that, actually.
Since you were a good child. Oddly.
Yeah.
I mean, you spoke about it very openly and, you know, yeah. eloquently. Like, I feel like because I'm a guy, like, you're supposed to sort of hide that stuff a little bit. I don't feel that way anymore, but maybe when I was younger. But I understand exactly what you're saying, and the like just the last several years I've kind of acknowledged in my own mind that there's an energy of some sort. Mm-hmm. I can't quite figure it out, and I don't think it's meant for me to figure out, but I know it's there, and you live with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get these little glimpses into something that's just not what's here, and sometimes it's a little frightening, and other times it's really exhilarating, and
mm-hmm,
yeah, mm-hmm. cool.
Well, I mean, there's just, I don't understand why there wouldn't be other levels of
right.
existence. Mm-hmm. Like it seems so silly to think that it's just us,
and we understand everything. And
going back to ancient aliens, but it's just us. Mm-hmm. We are the only dimension. Mm-hmm. We are the only like plane of existence. Right.
The best creation ever.
And yeah, every no. single other thing in the that. Universe is too far out of our reach to ever. I don't believe that right. either. No. I think there's a right. way that travel can happen in things that we just don't even know.
Well, yeah. Interstellar, hello.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like Matthew yeah, McConaughey people. Knows all about that. Hey, shit.
Well, we should get him on here. And well, pick his brain on the matter.
He's scheduled, but he's 6 months out still.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
No. What? No. He's messing
no.
up.
No. No.
I was like,
we haven't reached out yet.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. You guys really are doing it.
But you're right. There's like a depth, you know,
right.
an invisible
yeah.
depth.
And well, we're just agreeing that mm-hmm. this is here.
Yeah.
We're right. agreeing.
Right.
This
right.
is all a projection of our brain and yep. our consciousness mm-hmm. and our body and mm-hmm. where this our energy is focused on this physical being. And I think, you know, there's no way that we collectively energetically exist only in a body. That just doesn't
completely
seem
agree.
Possible.
Let me ask you this, because I think about this quite often. Why... You know, we're amongst four people here seem very like-minded. So it's hard for me to find people to talk to about it because I may come off as a little bit strange or people haven't really... Right, and that's okay.
No, I'm glad you are talking about it.
I've been a lot more open to it as I've gotten older. But why are people resistant to thinking that? I mean, I think part of that's conditioning. But why do you think, as a society, people don't feel comfortable talking about it or it's not widely accepted?
Hmm.
Christianity.
Solve this, Haley.
Yeah.
Christianity. Oh, and I think religions, certain religions, for Western,
sure. Right. For sure.
Are just, you know, that is silly. It's God and us. And that's the only answer. That's the only other thing that we can't see, that mm-hmm. we understand and rely on for, you know, all the good things that happen to us in our life and solace right. when bad things happen. And that's all well and good, and you know, compartmentalizing all of this, mm-hmm. all these chaotic ideas. But
when you start to talk about it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like maybe you. I think a lot of it. I mean, I think even for myself or us when you're younger, like I think it's fear of ridicule or fear of the unknown.
Sure, being non-conventional, you know? And
mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. it's whatever is going on. People have been trying to prove it forever, whether it's God or you know,
yeah, a lot of
some
things,
energy, but you can't prove it.
You can't prove it. But when you look at all of the options that we have to view things and listen to things, I mean, it's a big topic. A lot of people make great movies, great series. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's something that just exists. So like there is an outlet to kind of view it. And
true.
Also in art. I mean, mm-hmm. art addresses mm-hmm. a lot of things like this. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll just bring up a quick one. At the MIA, one of the things that influenced me on the last show I did was the Terracotta Warrior show that was at the museum prior. And it was so interesting because when you look at the date that the Terracotta Warriors were made, we're talking thousands of these figures that were going to accompany, you know, the person into the afterlife, you know? And the amount of effort that takes to do that. And it's the whole idea that there's an invisible veil that opens mm-hmm. up and then all these warriors pass through with the soul of that person, mm-hmm. you know, and every warrior was made in the likeness of another, of an actual person. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting. I mean, when you think of the history of the idea of depth, you know, and mm-hmm. invisible veils and religion plays a huge part in that. I mean, that's what mm-hmm. the core of it is. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, when you put it into those terms or that perspective, you think of the amount of effort and energy, just human energy that went into building the pyramids mm-hmm. or anything in South America or any of the ancients.
Human, but yeah.
Yeah.
Ancient aliens.
You know, I'm with you.
There's just more, I think, I was a history major in college. I still love history very much, but trying to figure out, okay, this is what was said. This is what people learned. Like, what can we pull from that to help make our future better? But I think a lot of things we just weren't taught in school.
Right.
You know, like, why didn't we learn about Buddhism or karma or how to meditate, how to be a better person and kind of using those type of tools?
You didn't get that in high school at all?
No. Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
In the smoking lounge. Everyone's smoking pot in my school.
Yeah, I took a humanities class. Maybe it just wasn't.
Well, sure. That, I mean, I
just remember being
that.
Very intrigued by the multitude of different religions that were out there and the silliness of presuming that your version of things has got to be the right one because each of them does that in a certain way, you know?
But even less from religion, but more of like the daily, how important meditation is and eating the correct foods. And those are things that we should be teaching people from the very beginning.
Well, that's teaching people to connect with the self.
Right, right.
And that is, in some people's view, taking away from your kind of living for this other divine entity. Mm-hmm, you're working for that, doing the things you're supposed to do for this greater purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we have just, you know, if you look at like tribes that are living deep in the jungle, they're like, oh no, we can fucking levitate. And no, we can actually find our food without any sort, because they're still connected to nature and still connected to themselves. And we have, as a, you know, all of us worldwide, you know, have just become this, we've separated ourselves, and especially now, we've separated ourselves into a digital place, like, you know, you guys are doing, you're preserving people's existence on a device, mm-hmm. because that's where we're at now. Mm-hmm. So if you're putting all this energy into this collective, you know, information mm-hmm. sharing, and, you know, not focusing on like inner self and self work, then
right.
how are you going to be open to, you know, those kind of feelings that, right. that like human emotional, you know, attachment, right. openness,
yep.
seeing things that aren't there, mm-hmm. and whether mm-hmm. that comes across in somebody's personality or an actual other being or existence, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's something we as people, as humans, used to have, right. just like,
lost it.
Right.
And we have just lost it because of agriculture.
There we go.
Well, it's true. It actually, kind of. I'm concerned in, and just, you know, it's not like a deep concern or whatever, but like what we've done with the Andelin app is really truly trying to digitize the memory of a person's life, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if we are machines in the future? Like, what if humans don't exist in that way? So it scares me to even,
well, that,
like, I feel like, are we a part of it? No, are we doing the wrong thing by doing this? You know, I don't really know.
Well, there's something to the collective, too. I mean, it's mm-hmm. an interesting balance. I mean, mm-hmm. I love the idea that everyone is connected, you know,
yeah.
and that actually even strengthens somehow. But then at the same time, it's an interesting balance because you need, you know, to also be aware of yourself, you know,
yeah.
and the inner workings of yourself.
Well, on the back of your... On the back of your computer are the stickers for what we do, right?
Right.
So you've got Andelin, Preserve, Prepare, Share, which is a passion of ours, and we're doing yeah. it. And then you've got Legacy Matters, which is us trying to take digital... We're trying to remove from our immediate sphere the inability to sit and talk to someone. Like, mm-hmm. what? How could we... We would never have had an opportunity to just sit and talk about life and all the rest of this with you if we hadn't done this thing in the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Earth Ed on the other corner, which is like, for me anyway, mm-hmm. I need to get away from this for a while yeah. and go on a 3-week long canoe trip because I've got to get out into mm-hmm. the wilderness and unplug mm-hmm. from all the rest of this. So,
well, it's almost like we've kind of flipped that. The paradigm has shifted between our view of connectedness. Mm-hmm. Like I was just saying, like,
right.
mm-hmm. yes, we are connected. Yes, we can literally find out any piece of information on anything we want. That access is incredible. You can still see people from high school and judge them mm-hmm. on Facebook.
Right.
No
and
names,
fight with them.
You know,
right.
and, you know, yeah, and argue.
Pointlessly.
Yeah, just like you can leave 50 comments.
Yeah,
right.
angry.
Right.
Late at night.
Or you can, you know, connect with human beings. And but the thing is, you know, unless you're living in one of those cultures that they do not have technology,
right,
that's the way the world is now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, so there is, like, I think it's interesting that as this the technological resources that we have are increasing, like you guys are, you know, creating this thing, like we have kind of also brought in this Western or the, sorry, like Eastern meditation and mm-hmm. all of these
yeah,
other things that
coming.
Are self-care based,
self-care,
that are like,
yeah.
let's take care of you. Let's get these children to meditate because mm-hmm. they're looking at a screen instead mm-hmm. of a book mm-hmm. now. And mm-hmm. that's just the way it is. And I think on that level too, like one thing I wanted to note is, you know, you're connected with people, but they're finding that like, younger people are sort of lacking the empathy a little,
scary.
You know,
so
which is scary, but that's
so
kind
true.
Of a byproduct
right.
of
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Well, if you're not yep. having like human interaction and having
right.
those mm-hmm. feelings, sharing an air in a room with a human body
mm-hmm.
and your energy is interacting,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard to understand
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so they do become like, you know, a little photo and then like comments and, you know.
Right.
I've
yeah.
heard.
And it's very easy to dismiss then, you know,
yeah,
it's
true.
Sort of dismissed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, and that's where that lack of empathy then starts to come in.
I've heard that some of the schools are doing away with pads, doing away with iPads and stuff because they're not getting out of them what they had been promised.
Right.
And
right.
I think I worked with kids for 15 years. So I think I just knew it intuitively anyway. But a few years ago, I heard a study about like they tracked a group of people over a 50-year span or an 80-year span or something like that, and they took stock of all of these metrics. And one of the things that they were early on, they were trying to predict how their life would turn out by how well they did in school.
Mm-hmm.
And academic success had almost nothing to do with personal health and success. Mm-hmm. It was all empathy. The ones that scored the highest on their ability to empathize with others just had the best lives, you know, out of the group. So I look at my kids and I think, like, listen, little buddy, you know, I don't want anything for you other than that you can connect with people around you. Yeah. Just be social and figure it out.
Yeah.
The rest of it, whatever.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. I do believe that we're going to see that more and more.
I think so too.
And I think one of the signs for me recently has been, I've talked to several people that are in their early 20s. Who have said, like, actually, I don't use social media. And it was like very like, oh, no, I'm not on Instagram. I'm like, check out my stuff on Instagram. They're like, I'm not on it. And I was like, what? Right?
I know.
Oh, right? Shocking. My head blew up.
I know.
But they're like, no, I'm
in. We're smarter than you. So we're
like,
not on
no,
it.
No, this is they've grown up with this.
I know.
Uh-huh.
And that's their reality. And on some level, they know something ain't right.
They know, right.
Yeah.
They're like, this ain't right. There's it's something. So it's like going to become, you know, kind of like vinyl has come back in the last like 10 nostalgia. Years. That's, I think that that like organic thing is something that's like becoming tangible. The new cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's cooler to
be not on.
Yeah. Like so, get a caboodle and a landline.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my those have come back.
Oh my God. You were those made for back. This podcast. This is what we do. We talk about
we just talk about crazy stuff like this.
Yes. What was everything. The one what did Elizabeth Emerson talk about? Like the Jazzercise videos of the 1980s
that's right.
or whatever?
Yeah.
Like
the one with Suzanne
Summers.
Oh, like the Thighmaster.
Thighmaster.
Yeah.
Right.
Just in talking to people around our age, you get these little blips that come back, these little memories of things that happened as kids. Like I remember very distinctly that the video game Dig Dug was like a massive thing when I was 6 years old.
Atari?
No, of course it was in the arcade.
And
you had this little guy and you had to dig under the ground and get things or something. It was
yeah.
It sounds fun.
It was so boring.
Right.
I mean, by today's standards.
Sure. Simple.
Very
simple. But that's probably because
it was
cool.
Huge.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Or Pac-Man, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have teenage kids at my house and none of them are on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. They're just snapping. But, you know,
Snapchat.
Yeah. I mean, they like the Snapchat. But but yeah, you're right. I mean, it's really like this almost. We talk about this actually, and I usually refer to it, but you know, it's like this intoxication that happened, you know, when Facebook came out. Like everyone just absorbed it so freely. Like
it was like a big party.
Yeah, party. And then one day you just kind of sober up. You wake up and you're like, oh my God, what did I do? Oh, I revealed so much.
My whole life is online.
Right. And I forgot.
And for what purpose?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because
well,
it's not
because
real.
It was intoxicating at first.
It's not
you know,
real
it was
life.
Fun.
No, it's filtered.
But I mean, it was good too. I mean, like, you do connect with people that, you know, I never would have, I didn't know where they were. You know what I mean? Like high school
people or
things like that.
Refound friends. And I have family all over the world who now they get to watch my kids grow up a little bit. I like that part of it, but the rest of it sucks.
I think it's,
you know, too much.
I think
fighting.
It becomes overwhelming, like how we were just talking about this the other day. I have a profile on Facebook, but I rarely share anything because I'm super private, number one. And I don't, for me, it's like just the absorption of everyone else's information becomes too much for me. It's an anxiety when I go on Facebook and have to see everything because I just can't, how do I process it? Because I'd rather read a book or I'd rather...
And you don't have to. That's the thing.
Right.
We have the option to just shut it off.
I know, it's a choice. It's just like, that's
except
been my reaction.
Except they used a bunch of psychology to make it more addicting than it actually should have been, those jerks.
Of course they did. And now it's all coming out.
Okay, I want to loop this back, Haley. So when you were younger and you kind of were talking about some of the experiences you had, what was your parents' reaction? Like, you know, like if you were kind of getting weird dreams or...
Oh, yeah, were they supportive?
You know, were they supportive or were they like...
Oh, boy.
Haley, let's just talk about this.
I think it was a polite eye roll.
Yeah.
At best.
God, okay. That's a great parent
They were
move,
just
though.
Like, right, okay.
Yeah. That's classic.
I was like, and they're just like, that's nice.
And so just, do you have brothers or sisters or siblings?
I have three younger sisters.
Mm. Okay.
And family of four girls?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of work, and you're the eldest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So you probably were a great student, weren't you?
Mm.
No? No, it's usually the eldest. I just feel like it's always
like,
the oldest.
Define great. Great, do you mean I smoked Camel Wide Lights down by the river?
Those were great, the wines.
During lunch?
Yeah.
That was pretty great
that was,
of me.
That's very 1993.
Oh, got number one fastest mile runner for sophomore girls. High.
Oh,
just
that's
high.
The way to do
no
it. That is the way to
just,
do it.
No.
Did you go to Cooper?
No.
Okay.
I grew up in South Dakota.
Okay.
So right. Yeah, no, it was just like
there's not a
I'm
lot
gonna
of
meet my friends and we're gonna wake and bake and run the mile. And then I'm like on the permanent.
You're
thing
on fire.
In,
you're like
in the Central High School thing. It's like. Girls mile like forever. Still in the top 10. It's my legacy.
You would have fit in great at Cooper. And I don't know
well
if you
or
know.
Elk River for that.
Yeah, all right. See, I Crystal, Minnesota.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't even know where that is.
It's just a few
it's
miles
close
that
by.
Way.
Yeah,
yep.
Not too far.
It had a bad reputation in the
80s.
Well, for quite a while.
70s. Well, doesn't everyone named Crystal have a bad reputation? I mean,
it's like. Right.
I don't
right.
know. It just,
I mean,
it sounds hard.
It
like,
was.
There's something,
yeah,
of,
it's
something
yeah.
about that name that's just
like
I've fucking seen
life. Yeah.
Right.
Well, so
Crystal
right.
was not easy.
You don't know that
let me
area.
Tell you.
Yeah.
And Cooper was not easy.
And then there's New Hope right next door, which is
no
also.
Hope.
Yeah. So Crystal and,
no
and
hope.
New Hope both, they have the promise. Right?
Right,
there's the sparkle of the crystal. There's
and
the there's
new
yeah.
hope.
Right,
yeah.
both of them.
Right.
Like you get there and you're like, oh, sounds a lot better on paper.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Oh, but they're yeah. coming around. They're coming
there's
around.
A lot
everything's
of
good.
Pot smoking at the bus.
We
stop.
Lost every Crystal and No Hope listener.
No,
New Hope. New Hope. Excuse
kidding?
Me.
They
no
are
hope.
So happy that they're getting.
Jim's the golden boy.
I'm listen.
We never had him in the first
yeah.
place. I know.
No, we do
listen.
Have them. We do.
We do. You got a high school full of people that. Got to be listening to you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
For real? Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
Sure.
That's cool.
Jim's always been this likable, I think.
Yeah. You can't not.
I can imagine.
He's,
I
like, mean, he's not really that like.
No, you're pretty likable.
He's kind of crazy, actually. I'm like, yeah. When he's talking about ancient aliens and yeah. shit and getting stoned at the bus stop.
Hey, that means that I'm in the right place.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect.
Like, yeah. I knew you guys were cool at the word ghost.
Yeah, that's
like,
all
oh,
it takes. That's
yeah,
all it takes.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So you had asked me
yeah.
earlier what the scariest
mm-hmm.
thing
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of shuffling
thinking.
Through.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has been really like, you know, like scream
sure.
worthy.
Right.
But one of the creepier things that has happened was a remote control car that I had that was
oh,
my
I like
daughter's.
The sound of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had purchased that new, and it was just like a little tight car. It wasn't anything fancy. It was like stop, go,
right.
forward, backward. And it was sitting on this toy shelf. In our living room, and one night, you know, months and months after I bought it, I was doing the dishes, and my daughter was sitting on the couch, and I heard this like rustling sound, and I got freaked out that it was like a mouse.
Right.
So I stopped because I was like, "What was that?" And she's like, "I don't know." We're kind of looking around, and I was like, okay, that's too big to be a mouse. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, it's a rat.
Yeah.
Which you got me even more queased out. Like, I was, like, standing on the stair, just, with a broom, just, oh, is my life going to look for the next 5 minutes, you know? And then I realized that it was this car that was under the shelf, and it my guitar case was leaning against it, so it was, like, going, backing
in.
It
wanted free. It wanted to be free.
Well, here's the thing is it did because I moved, I set my guitar case down. So there was like still space like that was blocked off, but it started. Yeah. It was reversing and the remote was right there. I could see it. And I was like, what? And so my daughter came over and we're like watching this. And I was like, she's like, that's creepy. I'm scared. And I was like, what? Yeah. So of course I'm filming it. Because I was like, oh, I've got two videos. Yep. I'll show you guys.
Modern world we live in, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, what's going on? I'm like, here's the remote.
And no one's touching going. It.
But it was like, it got out.
So it backed up like forward. It was finding its way.
The like, magnetic field grabbed it.
No. This is a time-honored tradition in this world of inanimate objects coming to life.
Well,
and
it's
being
never
creepy.
Happened to me before in that way. So I, of course, was like, well, maybe there's another kid down the hall that has a remote or, whatever.
Sure. Smart.
So I'm like trying to think of this, but still kind of like, oh, that's kind of exciting. Whatever.
Yeah.
So nothing happened after that.
It didn't continue to try and take your life. Like, is that Carrie? Is that what's the one?
Our poltergeist?
No, the one where the car.
Carrie.
Oh, no. Christine.
Christine.
Yeah.
Christine.
Yeah, that's from
Crystal's friend.
Christine.
Bad duo. Christine, those two are nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Yep.
Christine and Crystal.
But this is where the caveat of this story is that it happened two more times and it was very random. And by that I mean it was maybe a week after that. Mm-hmm. My mom came over for dinner, and my daughter's like, tell grandma about the car.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, this car, whatever. Yeah. Kind of whatever. Kind of like writing it off. Kind of just like, yes, it was my eye roll.
Oh, Haley, it never is.
Throw one right back at her.
I didn't make her seem like she was crazy. I was more just like, let's not talk about it because sure enough, that car came flying into the kitchen.
When your mom was there.
Yes.
Okay.
We all jumped up out of our chairs and went into the living room on the couch like it was a mouse. Like we were, it was terrifying. And my mom was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that real? And it was like, like still going and coming over toward us.
You gotta just put it out in the world and
let
it go.
Can you open the door and just let it?
Oh, girl, you just wait. You just wait to the end of my story. Because it was like, I looked at the dates, the timestamp on the videos that I have, because I didn't have a video of that time when my mom was there. And it was like 4 months later. I came down the stairs after I put my daughter to bed, and it was out again. And I was like, okay. And so this time, I was like, clearly there's somebody, like someone's trying
something
to communicate.
Something is there.
So I was all right.
Right.
Like, is there a spirit
in
here?
Can you give me more of a clue, too?
Yes. Yeah. Right? Well, it was it was sitting still, and I was like, is there a spirit in here? And then it was like,
did it look up at you like that?
Came over to my foot.
Oh.
And then I like moved again. And I was like, is there something you need to say? Like moved again. And then I was like, and the camera goes off. Because I was just like, it was too much. Like I was just like this.
That is
so
too much.
I just had to be like, you know what? I'm pretty sure that was a kid. Some kind of an attachment that I got from walking around the cemeteries, which I was doing a lot around that time.
Okay.
So it was like, oh, somebody like you know, grabbed like onto my back and followed me home. Yeah. And then they were kind of like playing a trick. Yeah. So then I'm like, I need to have a yard sale.
Thank you. Thank you for visiting.
Yes, yeah. I did. I was like, you know, peace be with you, my child, as you exit my house or as you just stop fucking with me with your car. Or anything.
It's like, I see you now. Yeah, I see you. Validation.
I see you. Hear you. Yes. Get out of my house.
I even kind of like you, but you're freaking me out.
I mean, this is all cool and like spooky, but go away. So.
Well, that took a turn.
That was
No, that's good. That is a good. That is a good way to answer my question.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, so I sold the car.
You did?
It's out there
in the world. I sold it at a garage sale for $1.
$1.
Okay. Wow. All right. Let's what does the car look like? I mean, just a little describe. Just a little description.
It's a blue, like.
Like that color, like a.
Cobalt
like a,
blue.
Yeah.
Cobalt blue. Mm-hmm. Like. Big wheeler truck, very big.
We have two of them at my house, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Does it have the antenna thing?
No.
Are
no.
they like indestructible?
Okay. All right.
No. Like with big wheels? No. And
this is like a baby version of a car. Like it was not like a Hot Wheels, like with a flag on the antenna or anything.
Yeah,
it was like.
No, they're very, very simple.
Kids. Yeah.
Yep. And it's just got like one button on one side to go forward and one to go backward on the other on the little remote and stuff.
Yeah.
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 I'm pretty sure we have a similar vehicle at our.
I like it.
Well.
But but now you've opened up another question for me.
Okay.
Should we take a little break?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we can.
No, let's ask.
You want to ask first?
What cemetery? So you walk around cemeteries?
I don't do that normally. Like, it's not something I'm like, it's Sunday. I think I'm going to go stroll. But I do think they're beautiful.
Yes.
And there's so many around the Twin Cities that are kind of hidden.
Yes.
And they're gorgeous. I love them.
So beautiful.
Yep.
Very
yep.
tranquil.
I have a trip planned for you actually.
Have a mausoleum visit.
We do. We do. One of my favorite places to go, actually. And I don't want to say it because I don't want
everyone
to tell
to
anyone
go.
About it.
We'll
you
tell
know?
You okay. during the break. But
yeah.
All right.
We'll be back with more fun stuff. We're just scratching the surface.
I know.
Got lots
no,
of
this was really good.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. I have to pee. You know, what can I do?
Thank you for listening. I can't believe you've made it halfway through already. I'm sure you can't believe it as well. If you are not a family member of mine or Jim or Sarah's, that's even more impressive that you've stuck with us this long. Don't forget to visit our website, www.andelin.app, or if you're interested in the institutional version, you can always check out kineticlegacy.us too. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll start with the second half.
All right, you guys.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
It's just that quick.
All right.
You just hit the little button and the thing starts going.
Well, I did say to my friend that before I came here, I was like, I don't know who these people are.
I know.
I really hope I like them because it's like, it's such a personal thing.
I know.
We were thinking the same
thing.
Let's
go sit in a room and talk
about. What if we don't like her?
Yeah, you did not.
No,
you did not say that. You did not, did you?
No.
No, we did not say that.
All right, well, let's introduce you once again. So
Here
we are with Haley Bonner.
No.
Haley
McCollum.
McCollum.
Yes.
Okay.
And you pronounced, when you said your own name when you first walked through the, you said Hallie.
I just have an accent.
Do you?
Hallie.
Yeah.
Hallie.
You do.
Yeah, it's like South Dakota coming out.
That's
it's
okay.
It's like a weird little, Yeah.
Okay, so Haley's good.
We just say Hallie.
Hallie. Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
You have to
like
say it just like me.
Oh, God.
How do we say
it's got to come out
names
like
are such a tough thing, though, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yes. Well, it's Haley, and I changed my last name from Bonner to McCollum, which is my mom's family name.
Okay.
Two-ish years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know the current kind of, so, yeah, I mean, the current kind of outlined how this was happening for me.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of your music.
Yeah.
These guys don't know it as well, but I just am. It's sort of my female lyrically driven music is sort of my jam in the last 10 years or whatever. So, but so you changed your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a thing. I'm sure you've talked about that a zillion times.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But you know what? It's a process and I don't expect everyone to like know it because I did have an entire career that was under a different name. And so, and I'm not going to,
you're still the same person.
I'm still the same person. You know, nothing has changed, for me as an artist. It's just that I needed to shed that, you know, a lot of parts of myself like that were not servicing me anymore. And I felt like it would be harder for people to wrap their head around, you know, my new last name rather than just my first name. Because a lot of people just said Haley anyway, you know. So, yeah, I just figured I'd just hack that off.
Well, let me throw one at you here, okay? Because I'm I'm the only other person in this room who's changed their name.
Oh,
so you have. That's right.
Yeah, so I have a maiden name. My wife is the last of her lineage, the third daughter to a guy who's an only child who has no other living relatives that he knows of. So her last name is Divine, and that name was going to die with her generation. So I took her last name. And
this is your maiden?
My maiden name is Teason.
Yep. No, I was talking about your maiden, your wife.
It's well, she's my wife, but I'm the one with the maiden name.
No, I know. I'm just teasing you about the word maiden name because it is really like
I know.
It's is it archaic? Kind of funny.
Well, it totally is. Yeah, but everyone says it. Like I've said it. Right. I'm like my mother's maiden name.
I know. Cause well,
that's how a lot of people say.
God, I'm so out of touch with
that. Yeah. Like, but when you stop and think about it, you're like, wow.
Wow.
Actually, I was
a maiden. But I was a maiden.
I
was owned.
Right.
I have never thought of it. I just throw it out there.
Yeah. Well, no. So you took your wife's last name.
I did.
Divine.
Divine. Which is
cool.
You know, I mean, had it been Herzlginger or something, I'd been like, maybe we just let that one go. But
that poor person that has that name right now.
I tried to make something up on the fly that was so weird.
That's a real name.
We'll Google it later.
Well, we lost them.
Herzlginger.
They're no longer listening.
German.
Back to Germany. Right. Everything comes back to Germany. Yep.
The Sasquatch.
So,
yeah.
So my former last name was Teason. And it's now a middle name. I just threw it in the middle. But my eldest son, that's his first name now. And so a couple of things happened. So first of all, it pushed my initials to STD, which I got made fun of a lot.
Oh boy. For.
Yep. That's fine. But I embraced that one cause I worked at the camp. So I put, you know, STD on everything I own in big letters. Like it's
on
mine.
The tools too in the shop.
Yep.
I always thought like STD, you mean? What?
Yeah. Can I touch this?
It's like I could see the teasing coming. So to get out ahead of that, you just live with it. You just embrace it.
Sure.
So the state of Minnesota issued me 8 or 10 driver's licenses because they could not wrap their head around the idea that I would have taken a different name. Which I thought, like, you guys, it's like 2002 here or whatever. Like, how can you... What do you mean you can't figure out how to get my driver's license right? Just think of it as if I'm a girl and I came in here and I got married and I changed my name. Like, what do what you do for them, for me, and I'll get a, and I thought that was really funny.
Huh. Oh no. When I went to get my social security card number changed, or the name changed on my social security, they were like, so you got married? And I'm like, no. And they're like, well, you need a reason to be changing your name. And I was like, you know what? Funny story. No, I don't.
Right.
There's a story. I don't fucking need to tell you shit. Right. You just need to change my name. That's all you That's do at I your desk.
Right.
You know, just like, why do you care?
That's the way I felt with
they
them too.
Like,
not
eventually, a law. Check a box. They feel like they
yeah.
control.
To do
well,
their...
you can't change your name if you're not getting married.
Yeah. I remember the lady behind the counter at the driver's license thing. I remember feeling the same way. Like, she was arguing with me. Like, you can't do that. And I'm like,
what?
Wait, I got to tell you, I can actually do it. And what? I did do it. Like, I
Weird.
Can change my name. And
Weird.
She's like, okay, fine. You know, but yeah. Yeah. So All that's, right. so I hear you. And I understand what it's like to have been one thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all my friends for years called me Teason because when you work with six other Sams, you adopt the last name. So they called me Teason anyway, and then slowly over the course of a few years, at first they were like, dude, what are you doing? Why would you do that? I don't get it. What do I call you now? And now it's they just call me Divine. So, you know,
that's
it just
rad.
Changed. Mm. But
well, Divine is one of Divine. My heroes.
It's a good one.
Divine. You know Divine.
Divine the hairspray Divine? No.
No, the
yes.
No.
Drag.
Yes.
Yeah. Divine is just divine.
Right.
Well, it
great.
Works.
That was...
it works, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You know
it's a cool
about?
Oh,
last
yeah,
name.
I
yeah.
definitely do.
Yeah, okay. John Waters, divine.
Of course.
John Waters, okay.
Yeah, do you
it's
know
a,
this?
It's a cool last name, but I got to say, I still identify... Like, I know my family name. I'm just happy my kids... Like, my wife's father is a proud... you know, is a colonel in the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And he had a little bit of a hard time with it at first. He didn't understand why I would do that. Mm. And I said, I'm not doing this to become a divine. I'm still Sam Teason. I'll be Sam Teason all my life. I'm the same guy, but this is to carry your name on. But I still, like, I kind of don't know whether I'm Sam Divine or Sam Teason now, which is weird. I don't know if you have any weird feelings about the name change. It does something.
It does.
It does something in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I went to the courthouse to get it legally changed in a room, like it was very special. Like it felt like, oh wow, this is real. Mm-hmm. This is a real thing, and I did feel different after. And I don't have any question about it. I'm just like, oh no, like.
See,
Emma
I can
McCollum.
Relate.
Yeah.
You guys don't. You have the same names all your life. That's. Don't you want maybe, like you were talking about getting a tattoo? Don't you want maybe a different
well,
name for a while?
Well, that's get it with Vince Neil. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, we really want to get Vince in here.
Yeah, and I figured if he came in
from Motley Crue.
Oh, okay. So you want to get a tattoo with? Or
well, that would be his name.
Okay, you're saying you want a tattoo of him?
No,
on you?
God, no, no.
Or like
no,
a back
no,
tattoo?
No.
Oh, yeah, big one.
Oh, God, that's
oh, Jim,
too much.
You're really going for it.
Well, although, you know, I mean, the Shout at the Devil album cover could get on. I mean, that, you know. That,
yeah.
This was Jim's
you know,
formative years.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you could just get Eat the Rich. All over
right,
your back.
Right. Oh my God. That. You want to talk about witches?
Oh.
Witches?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know much about witches, except that I am one.
What kind of witch are you? Aren't there different kinds?
I'm a good witch.
The good witch? The white
I'm
witch?
I'm a good witch.
I always wanted to
I'm
be a
bad
white
witch,
witch
and a good witch.
Well, you can be both.
No.
That is a good,
duality.
That's a good place.
Yeah, I mean,
to
do
be.
You have to choose?
No, but I, no. I
can you sometimes do good
think,
and then other times be a little bit evil?
I think you can
evil?
Be naughty without trying to be harmful,
can't
right?
People just all be like that.
Yeah.
Like,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Generally good.
Right.
But I definitely have some things on my naughty list.
What was it
sure,
about
you know?
Disney, though, that was like, look, there's only two kinds of witches. There's the good ones.
Women, you mean. Women. Two yeah. kinds of women.
Is that what they were
because
saying?
Because that's what
oh,
witches
sure,
were
yeah.
created.
Why don't I recognize all these
yeah.
silly
Well, that's why we're talking about it,
yeah.
you know, and it's important to identify that. Like, if you, I think that's part of why I don't really like the witch lore. I think it's cool that women are kind of taking that back and being like, you know what? We have amazing intuitive powers.
Right.
Like, let's band together on this.
Some really good witch stuff lately.
Yeah,
it's grounded in,
but it's like grounded in patriarchy.
Absolutely. Salem witch trials and sure. all of the different.
Think about that back in the day. That was horrible.
Yeah,
well, they were blamed. Women were blamed.
It was
for
murder.
Everything.
Right, they were murdering yeah. women.
That was awful.
For no reason.
So if you floated. I mean, there's all, you look back, right?
It's yeah, like if you floated, you're just killing if you're, people.
Yeah, and they had yeah. every, you know,
horrible deaths.
Horrible deaths,
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Sorry. but no, I, find
I
that,
think, yeah, that.
I find that a fascinating, like, it's a heartbreaking time in history, but it's a fascinating thing because that was the formation of this country. And, mm-hmm. you know, think about how tough they had it back there anyway. Yeah. So there's always going to be something to blame.
And then you
someone
have to watch
on.
Everything. I mean, mm-hmm. if you said something that was.
Right,
a little
scandalous.
Bit peculiar.
Yeah.
Well, just peculiar.
Oh, peculiar.
You know? Yeah. Just.
Or you were just a maiden, not married.
Right. There right.
Were, and then somebody's kid got cholera.
Oh yeah, that was your fault.
She did it.
She right. looked at that
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Right.
I
yeah.
was listening. Weird. Listening to the Serial podcast on the way in today. That's you know, NPR or whatever. But it's sort of it feels like there's a similarity between. What they would have done to kind of suppress women mm-hmm. in that way to what like suppressing people of color in today's world, you know,
well, they've always been oppressing people of color.
Well, that too,
you know,
that too. But I mean like the court system, like, oh, if you say the wrong, because they were talking about this guy who got in trouble for having a joint in his pocket, mm-hmm. you know, so now he's in jail mm-hmm. and, He got the crap beat out of him or whatever, and this is on the podcast. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, if that had happened to me, I wouldn't have got the crap beat out of me. I wouldn't be in trouble.
In
I wouldn't be in jail. I wouldn't have yeah. something on my record. Like, mm-hmm. it's the same sort of like just keeping your foot on someone's neck kind of control.
Well, it's
of,
human nature, right?
Yeah,
we mm-hmm. always have someone we want to put down.
Want to keep down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like mm-hmm. it.
Well,
I'm tired
it's,
of it.
It's,
I did not know that which. There's just good witches and bad witches. But
well, the, if what? You substitute the word witch with woman, like...
Right.
Yeah, good women yeah, yeah. and
there
bad women.
There you go.
No.
It's yeah. like, are you a mother
God.
Or a slut?
Right.
Right.
You know, it's the same kind of duality where it's like, yeah, you're either like this poor, kidnapped, trapped woman. Are you the witch that put her there? You know, right, it's right. like this very, you know...
This dichotomy that's been created.
Yeah, and
well,
it's very sexual, too. Like,
uh-huh. Well, it's easy. I talk about this a lot, too, because I'm 41. I'm not married. I don't have kids. So I'm kind of an oddity out there. Even this day and age, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So it's like I struggle with it a little bit, but then I also, it's like, no, I'm strong in myself. I know I don't need to have done this. If I really, really wanted to, I probably could have made it happen, mm-hmm. right? So it's a personal choice. And then it's, we are in the day and age, you know, I look back at my mom and she worked. She was a full-time, she worked and then she had three kids, right?
Yeah.
So back in the day, in the 80s, the late 70s, that was a bit of a rarity because I yeah. remember the kids around me, their moms were home.
Yeah.
Full time. So I don't know where this is going. It's just one of those things that I do still think about because I think you are a little bit judged, maybe not as overt mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. So
for
oh,
sure, people
for women,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. like if you're a single dude living
like, oh,
alone,
good for you.
Don't
you're
have kids,
it,
you're like,
right?
wow, you've really lived your life,
right?
man.
right?
And a woman, they're like, where
yeah,
have
what's
you been
wrong?
Hiding?
Why
like,
haven't you been married?
Yeah.
Or what's wrong with it's, you?
Yeah, you must have like a dusty vagina.
Yeah.
Like, get,
just
no,
unpleasant.
It's okay.
Just entirely unpleasant. No one wants that.
yeah. <I know>.
Yeah. You're just living alone, thinking about
know,
being lonely
and having cats
spinster.
And like.
But that's a. Don't you think that's a Midwest thing too? I mean,
I think it's more Midwest.
Well, I think it's a little bit heavier, more in the Midwest. I mean,
yeah, we have a little
you
bit
spent,
more.
Because you
the,
spent a,
the matriarch, yeah, the
yeah.
the matrimony mm-hmm. and the children and the, this very Midwestern family dynamic.
Yeah.
I think
right.
that's
yeah.
real here.
Yeah,
no,
and
it's
I do too,
for sure.
So.
And women are very. I think they feel that pressure a lot. Lot more
oh for
you
sure
know, just
but
for
I
sure.
do think that women are awfully hard on one another. Because, like,
oh, women but sometimes, yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like most of the guys that I know wouldn't look at your situation anything bad about it. It's the other women who do the judging.
Sure. And I'm not saying woe is me, because honestly, I don't think about it too often. No. I just think it's something that's there that I can talk about because I am about to be 42. And it's like, okay.
There's no poor me coming out of you at all.
But let's just throw it out there to the universe. If there's someone else out there listening, and don't feel bad about yourself.
No, I mean,
it's all good. It's all good.
But that's all this, again, this social conditioning. Right. And I think that, like, when you know, with women being hard on other women, again, that all stems from patriarchal, ideologies where it's like, women are here.
Right.
And then, with capitalism and consumerism, you're constantly fed these ideas that you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that. And so when you're struggling to be someone as a woman, like, you're competitive. It just feels like, you know what, I really got to get ahead, so I got to work extra hard, and I got to be this and this, and anyone that's not that is lesser than me. Yeah. There's just some, whether that's active or subconscious.
Something that I've known subconsciously.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, like, how that comes about. Like, why women are so competitive with other women has always been a mystery to me.
Well, yeah, because Hillary Clinton. I mean, think about
Nancy Reagan.
Think about that. Like, she has worked her entire life, whether you agree with her politics or not. Like, I'm personally, like, kind of been, I feel very, like, not connected to her either way. But I do think that is the biggest example of glass ceiling. Mm. And you have to think, like, the reason why Hillary Clinton is she's kind of demonized as she's cold, she's not emotional, she's not this and that. No one would ever say that about a male. But she's had to condition herself her whole career to work with mostly men.
Well,
and to be, I have to be like them, I have to be, whatever, take my emotions out of it, because you're shamed by that in, like, a political, work environment, I'm sure. But
she's clearly one of the prime examples that you can point to right now. But, like, even we've done some interviewing thinking about potential future employees here, right? And I've noticed, like, if I, as a man, talk to a middle-aged guy who maybe we're thinking they're going to have an important position or something in the future, they come in here as if that job is already theirs. They come in
entitled.
I mean, they walk through the door, they're, like, confident. They're like, you want me.
Yeah.
And an equally, if not more qualified woman of the same age will walk in and sort of look at me like, thanks for even giving me the opportunity to be here. I know it's probably not going to be me, but, thanks for letting me. I think, like, you're okay. Like, you're really smart. You know what you're doing. Be confident.
That's just a lifetime of being beaten down by from every angle. And you just get used to it. And it's a double-edged sword, because I've had people say to me, well, she's this, she's not friendly, she's not this or that, or she's really intense, because I'm not like, hi, right away with people.
Yeah, because I think
I have boundaries too.
Sure.
And people, men often get offended by that, and I'm like, I actually don't put your arm around me.
Right.
After a show,
isn't
it weird?
I don't.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
They are. They just move in. I've had, men put their hand right around my waist, and I'm like, please don't. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. And like, and I'm like, you gonna call me a bitch next?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Is that what I became to you?
Because I didn't want you touching me
she's not very friendly. That kind of thing where you're like,
you're
what
friendly.
Do I have to be?
You came in here and
friendly.
Friendly.
Do you get tired? Do you get, I guess I'm trying to think of myself just being, I'm definitely more of an introvert. I'm not so much of a people person. I can be if I feel comfortable, but do you feel kind of drained after
having to surround yourself with, I mean, because you're a performer, you're out there. Mm-hmm. How do you feel after all of that energy?
Yes. Yeah. So I didn't really see myself as an introverted person until I realized that the definition of what I thought introvert was is different. Right. So I've always equated my energy level like a tank of gas. Mm-hmm. And when I'm around a lot of people, it just... And when I'm done,
yeah.
I'm done. Right. I'm a big fan of the Irish goodbye.
Me too.
Like, right. Because it just...
The Irish exit. Yes. The Irish exit. Goodbye,
yeah, no. It's like, bye. Oh, that oh, makes bye. Me...
No, oh, that's
no.
It's
like
yeah, yeah.
just... I'm just right. like,
a very
bye. Like,
sophisticated, see you later.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
You guys are both talking. Yeah, that's one of Sarah's specialities or whatever.
Well, you know, let the party continue. Let it yep. just let me slink yep. off and
I am done.
Right.
Yeah. And if I talk to you, I'm just going to be angry and not nice. Or just,
yeah. Right.
I'm
over or have
it.
Nothing to say. Like, my mind just gets like a little blank. I'm like, I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah you're know. Just like,
right.
I know.
When you're done, you're done.
I don't care.
I mean,
and then you just.
And then I need to like.
Just straight home. Straight yep. to wherever, you know,
yeah.
crash.
Cocoon. Go away.
Yes. Something.
And often, yeah, like last night we had a show, and it wasn't like a ton of interaction with fans and stuff mm-hmm. after. I just mm-hmm. kind of went backstage and hung out with people. And today I feel like significantly less tired than I normally do, but I've been doing house shows lately.
Okay. Mm.
And my friend Jeremy and I... have done a lot of them mm-hmm. and they're really fun.
And yeah, what do you mean when you say
HaleyHouseConcerts@gmail.com?
Yeah.
If you're interested. No,
definitely put that. What was that again?
HaleyHouseConcerts, all one.
Okay.
At Gmail.
Okay.
And I have that information up on my website. So people can write that email and the email address in my this woman who is kind of doing day-to-day management stuff for me, Becky Hoffman, will field your mm-hmm. request. But basically, if you want a private show mm-hmm. where you can invite 30 to 60 of your people, yeah. mm-hmm. they buy a ticket online. It's very easy.
Okay.
You know, it's like there's no exchange of money. We just show up and play a show in your living room and everyone has wine and whatever. Yeah. It's really fun. It's a great way to just like have a community, because it doesn't, you know, you invite your favorite people, but mm-hmm. then like have them invite friends, and you know, it's a great thing. But I am finding that my initial going into it, I was like, I want to do this because I have so much anxiety around performing on the stage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is a more comfortable way for me to do it, and it is, but it is absolutely draining energy wise
right because you're right there,
you're
with
interacting
them.
With the host,
sure.
you're in their home,
sure.
you're picking up all of that energy, then you interact with the guests, you know, after the show I'm the one selling the merch and I'm doing all the stuff, and it's like people really want to talk and they really want to tell you their stories and like just, you know, and it's wonderful and I love it, but when
that
I
takes
leave
a lot of energy.
I'm like duh. Like I did two over the weekend, and on Sunday I was just nothing. I had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really like I'm having to kind of evaluate, like, all right, like what can I do to make this like even better for me?
A little bit more balance.
Yeah, and I do think that it makes a big difference having somebody there, like a manager or someone there to just kind of
like a buffer.
Be a buffer.
I think of these guys as my buffers. Maybe I haven't told you guys that. But,
yeah,
but you are. Oh, you know. But it's just a little like if I don't feel like being on at that second, I know you two will kind of.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of socializing, but I get burned out too.
Sure you do.
Like you can only talk so much or communicate with people so much before you, like I get frazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Brain feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know nothing, nothing about how, being an artist like yourself works. Not that we need to talk about that, but it's just fascinating to me that like,
well, you're on. I mean, there's no off. I mean, it's not like you can just you know, when you're sitting at a desk or doing something like that, you know, and you just don't want to, you know, you take a longer lunch, you take a longer, you know, I mean, when you're on, it's, and all eyes are on you. So that alone is just sucks the energy, you know?
Yeah.
Which is different than me sitting in a studio making paintings by myself, chilling.
Well, but I mean, I spend a lot of time doing that work, you know, on my own, significantly more than I do, you know, actually in front of people. Sorry if I wasn't talking to the microphone. but, you know, it's performing is something I've done for a very long time, and sort of like redefining that for me has been something I've done in the last couple of years. And part of that was, you know, making a record. The last record I did is instrumental. And I had been wanting to write that record for a long time. And I really, you know, wanted to work on my piano skills and kind of writing like shorter compositions and things like that. And so I just had to shed. Like I did, you know, rehearsed every single day, which I normally don't do so at that, all.
That instrumental album then lent itself to you doing these more intimate shows. Is that what you're saying? Because the music doesn't, you don't need the rest of the accompaniment as much?
No, I mean, I still have accompaniment. And I think where I'm getting at, what I'm getting to is that I needed to, I was having so much anxiety surrounding performing. And I kind of, like, there was one show in particular that I just, afterwards, I hit a deep, dark depression. And I was like, this cannot continue the way it's continuing. Like, I can't do it. So what can I do to be proactive instead of, like, wallowing in how hard it is for me? Why don't I just try different ways of approaching that performing and not having to, you know, feel obligated to say yes to everything and trusting in, you know, because I always, you know, as an artist, you're like, where's the money going to come from? Like, I have to make it work. So you have to, you know, play shows and do all the things. But as I've been, you know, doing a lot more like focused, you know, focusing on what I want and really putting, investing that energy into like, okay, this is what I want to happen.
Right.
Then taking away, you know, half of the shows that I normally would have done, I know, I trust that that financially will come from another way if I open that up. And it is working. It is.
It just takes time and
it takes
and
time
focus.
And trust. And you have to really like trust is the hardest thing. Because you get down to those lower numbers in your bank account and you're like, why do I trust myself?
We were just talking about that this morning.
We took a relatively stable, kind of thriving little business and decided we were going to do something completely, completely different that so was going to take a ton of time and a ton of effort. And our bank accounts are getting a little on the
light side. Sam and I just said that to this morning. We're like, this isn't for the faint of heart, right?
Nope.
Like, we're doing it. And we're very satisfied and happy. And I'm sure it's very much your, you know, kind of mindset too. But it is that trust that, you know, okay, this is the decision I'm making. I'm happy inside. The rest is going to work itself out. I'm not going to be beholden to just this money. Because that's when you get in trouble.
No, this
it's hard. Right? I mean, I think as, you know, as an artist, you know, you want to like take more, you want to take risk, you know, you want to, and that's where it's that, that sort of like, you know, crazy leap of faith, you know, I'm just going to do this and try something different. Like you're, you know, and, but it's tied to this monetary thing too.
You know, you brought up Motley Crue earlier, right? The crew.
I didn't necessarily bring them up, but
well, they were in there somewhere.
They always come up in conversation.
No, but it strikes me that when you're talking about it, it sounds to me like you needed to change. You got the anxiety going a little bit, right? And you know that something needs to change, so you take this real holistic kind of, I'm going to step away from this, and I'm going to plan for that, and I'm going to put it out in the universe, and good things are going to happen, and. But I got to point out, like, you could have also just turned to cocaine and alcohol, because that clearly is the crew they did a great job.
I was wondering how you're going to loop that into Motley Crue. I was like, where are you going with this?
You're like, okay.
It seems seems like other artists
Haley,
have found an elixir.
So, Haley, you could have just went on a giant drug-induced bender. You know?
And I'd be
and
really
And the anxiety,
famous.
I think, goes down when that...
Well, of course.
It stems it for a bit, but
totally fucking with you.
No, I know. I know.
You don't need a lot of drugs. Handlers if you do that.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Right. No, yeah.
No. I think you took the more mature, the wiser.
Well, I had
smarter,
to subtract alcohol from that equation too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
that'll kill you.
I saw that going down a dark road because you're just fed booze as a musician. It's just here you go.
Yeah. Oh,
what do you want?
Sure.
No charge. What do you want?
Free everything, and we're not going to really pay you, but here's some beer.
Right.
For you.
To kind of soften the blow of not getting paid.
Right.
Right. Like a week later, you're like,
Jim and I are still impressed by that move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're
we'll
pay
give
us some
you
beer,
10%
Jim.
Off your drink. And you're like, ooh.
Cool.
So, open bar for every performance.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like, that's what there's a reason why artists turn to that, and it's not just because you're depressed and you want to escape from your chaotic brain. It's like nuts literally everywhere, all of the time.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've been asked to play at a brewery.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and you're like, wow, like it's because that is so part of our culture. Mm-hmm. And so people that are susceptible to addiction or, you know, susceptible to mental health issues. And, you know, I certainly fit under that category. And I saw it, you know, kind of going in a way I didn't want to. So it.
And you had the wisdom to know to not do that. That's really cool.
To know the difference.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right.
I did. You know, it's been a process. I'm still.
Of course.
On it, you know, like it was like 6 years ago when I made the decision, like, I need to stop drinking. And obviously, you know, I've had my ups and downs with it. Like there have been times when I have given into it and I've drank, and then I'm because I made that pact with myself, I'm able to forgive that and get back on track.
You have to be able to forgive yourself.
Yeah, because the shame is like the biggest part of it in the first place. And so why would I want all that shame without booze?
Right.
You know, or like, why would you punish yourself even more than you need to when you're just doing your best?
People have that little internal dialogue with the other part of you that lives in there that can be so shame. You know, can be so mean to you, sort of. And, but it's you. It's like you got to talk to it and say, hey, listen,
yeah,
I messed up, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm human and I'm going to keep moving along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember any things you said last night? Because I got to tell you.
You were really
a little weird.
Some bad decisions.
You weren't your best self last night.
It
happens.
So you have a carpet burn on your face.
Oh,
so let's talk about that. How did that happen?
We're all chuckling like,
because
we've all been there.
Poor choices.
Oh, those are the days.
Bad choices.
Oh, the lawns
last
I woke up on.
Roughly
kidding.
48 years of Jim's life.
Yeah, right.
Jim. Are you sober? Are you a sober person?
No.
Ish?
Well, no. I'm a lot better than I used to be. Let's say that.
Okay.
Yeah, none of us. We're not quiet about it. Like, we do drink, but none of us have sort of the, you know, big. Issues with
like
drinking.
We're
relatively stable.
One's too many, or what is it? What is like two is too many, one is never enough. You're not like that. Because I'm like that.
I'm trying
to
think of what that means.
Like
two's
if you like
you
one,
just can't
start,
have one. Like, it's really healthy to have a glass of wine with dinner. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
then,
two is too many, meaning like
if
you have
lead.
Another one.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's never going
to
be enough.
It's off to the races.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, but I think if anyone who drinks fairly regularly can be honest that every now and again it'll catch me funny and I'm like, holy crap, I've got a way in my head of sort of recognizing that usually and being like, holy shit, I gotta go home. Like, it's time to go home right now. I got to go to sleep. Wow. I had one too many, you know, but I bowl in a bowling league and I watch clearly some of my friends.
I think that says it all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of my friends in the bowling league, I think don't necessarily have that.
That switch.
Yeah.
You know,
I think a lot of people don't have that switch that don't even know it. And they might not even ever, like, they never address it. And that's their, you know, whatever. That's your prerogative. If you don't mind dealing with that, then good on you. But
For me, though,
I was like, oof.
Well, good for you for recognizing it.
Yeah. I just, my body's allergic to it.
Yeah.
It's like, why would I? I mean, it's poison. And so for someone like me, like, I have like a history of that. And my family is really susceptible to blackout. Oh, so it's like that. Just
blackout
happens
is so scary.
Really quickly for me.
That and do you like the type
terrifying.
Taking it up? Yeah, that's not good.
The type of blackout where like three, four hours will go by and you've been doing
functioning.
Things.
Wow.
But but you'd have no recollection. Yeah, that's
a zombie.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's, no.
That's not good.
One too many of those, I was just like, you're gonna end up somewhere.
Especially when you're in that world where like you say, they're offering it to you all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to put that on yourself.
No.
Better this path for sure. Yeah. So you don't want to drink, is what you're saying.
No. I'm good with Earth's finest water.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I think it's a little over the top.
Natural artisan.
Yeah. Artisan. It's a little weird that we ship water all over the world, but it is damn fine tasting water.
It does
I'll
taste
tell you that.
Nice, though. So.
It's just like, I really like the bottle. Like, it's cute. It's like got a little flower.
That's what I like about it.
It's just like,
sure.
It matches me.
It's $47 a gallon, but whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, right. It's cool. Like gas.
Have you guys heard about the glacier water in St. Paul?
No.
There's a... Okay, so you know where the Schmidt Artist Lofts are on West 7th?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys are like...
I look
where?
At
where saying
no,
what?
I mean, it's a stretch when you start talking St. Paul.
You're
you realize that's the other side of the river.
At the Minneapolis Glaze, as I call it.
Right.
But you know that place over in St. Paul? And you're I've driven through there. I drove through St. Paul on 94 once.
Yeah, done that.
But people don't understand, though, that this is a world away.
It
and
is.
People from St. Paul do the same thing about Minneapolis.
Yeah, but Haley came over here today.
Oh, yes. So you're over in St. Paul.
I made the journey.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I've got my...
You fjorded the river.
It took me 3 days to get here on my... in my horse and carriage.
She has a survival kit with her, just in case she breaks down.
And she had to wait for the barge and everything.
Right.
So, I live over by the Capitol.
Oh, goodness.
I'm way over there.
Oh, that's real St. Paul.
It is real. It's deep, non-gentrified St. Paul.
Yeah.
And I love it. I've been in St. Paul for the majority of my time in the Twin Cities, which has been like 13 years now or
more. It's beautiful over there.
I love it.
It really is a great town.
I truly appreciate it. We were talking about during the break, you know, the architecture and
St. Paul architecture.
It's just
amazing.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And there's so, like, I never get bored of looking at houses on like Sutman Avenue because I feel like I notice a new one every time. But I love those old homes and I love that there's like not really an uptown and the downtown's dead and St. Paul midnight is 9:30.
It's
kind of, that's my speed. For some people, they're like, that's fucking boring. I want to live in downtown Minneapolis and have things to do.
Yeah, Minneapolis is a little more jazzy.
It is. Yeah. It is. And that's great. But that it's jazzy and I'd rather be in the folk, the little folk song over in St. Paul. That's just kind of like, let's go to bed.
Here's the thing. I mean, we're talking 15 minutes away. I mean, it's nothing. And when you live in Los Angeles or someplace like that, it's like, you know, I got to go to work and it's an hour and a half commute and this
I
and
know.
That. And
I know.
So it's a really interesting place, these twin cities that aren't really twins, but it is cool to be able to cruise over there.
And I have probably made more trips, like even day trips to Bemidji, 5 hours away or 4 hours away than I have St. Paul.
Wow.
Like, other than we do a lot of construction
work
kind of in Highland and
the
rich
Summit,
neighborhoods
where people have money to spend, you know,
right.
That's what happens.
New kitchens.
Yeah.
But
in bathrooms.
Maybe not, but I may have been, I may have had made more trips to Bemidji than St. Paul. Yeah. And, wow. Because it's like,
I'm offended.
And you should be. It's such a lovely town. There's so many great little restaurants.
I was just going to say, there's a ton of new restaurants over in St. Paul, too, which are really great. Which is really cool.
There's a
lot. I hear Hyacinth is where it's at these days. That's what I keep hearing, that Hyacinth restaurant. It's super fancy, evidently.
News to us.
I won't ever make it over there. Yeah.
I feel I can't eat animal products. And so I feel like a lot of those fancier places are sort of off the table for me, because they'll have like a vegetarian.
Have you been to Hi-Hi? Yeah.
No.
We were just over there yesterday. Like, you got to go.
That's going to be nice.
Is that over here?
It's northeast.
It's about
northeast,
that way,
as they say.
And it is stellar.
They have lunch?
They have lunch. They have a lot of gluten free, or vegan, all that stuff.
Not the same thing.
I know.
I eat the shit out of gluten. I love gluten. That's the last thing I'm hanging on to. I'm like, I got coffee and gluten.
And you are looking across the table at someone who knows very little of the terminology. I understand you don't eat plant or animal-based stuff.
I'm a plant-based diet
person. They would accommodate you well over there, and they are great.
Hi-Hi.
It's cute. It's a great,
and it used to
great
be a strip
looking
bar.
It did used to be a strip bar.
It so talk about be, progress. It used to be the,
it used to be the 22 station, which was in Northeast for, 100 years. I mean, it was super blue collar way back in the day here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There was like these still weird,
it's coming. It's gentrifying. Yes.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So they gutted that thing out and made this beautiful restaurant, which is cool.
Okay, shout out to them.
Yeah. Hi-Hi.
It's really good.
Hi-Hi. Speaking of which, bye-bye, and I just leave. Yeah, okay. I'm Irish this podcast.
You should just quietly walk out.
God, that would be, super fun.
I'm I'll be right back.
See you later. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Bam. I'm going to go look at that wall over there really quick.
Well, on that note, we are about even on both of our little halves here.
Well, we'd love to invite you back in.
You're welcome to come and do
for
this.
For a 4-hour podcast.
When you have,
we
have more stuff to, we'll look at some more news articles, see what, chattering class is saying about ghosts and whatnot.
Anytime. Is there anything any message you had hoped maybe to get out? I mean, I feel like you did a great
website. Of shout out to yourself.
I can shout out to myself. I have been I'm working on my comedy lately. Instagram, I started a new account called Haley is a Brat.
Okay.
With dashes between the words. And that's my kind of goofy, weird, tasteless, mostly, and bizarre comedy stuff. And
are you going to perform anytime soon? Or?
I am working on doing some kind of a show. I did try my first stand-up recently, and
that's probably not
nerve-wracking
or anything.
It was terrifying. Yeah, I did it because it was like the right environment. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a
that's the best
set
plan.
Right. I was just like, give me a subject and we'll run I'll rattle it on about it and whatever. So I did that, and I love stand-up, and I go to it a lot here because there's no shortage of places to see it any day of the week, really. But I kind of – that's not my end game. Mm-hmm. That's not what I want. I'm more of the I want to be multiple characters. I love wigs. I want to be weird.
Oh.
Kind of avant-garde, weird sketch comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I am working with a couple of people that kind of trying to develop something, .. Can't really talk more about it because it's still
in
development.
The works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
but
much
that's
in
super
the works.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's been really fun. You know, just getting into more of the performance aspect of it, I guess, like doing performance art.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I do think, you know, performing music is definitely a thing, but why I started my other band, Grandma's Boyfriend, is because I needed to get that part of me out. I wanted to do something that was more performance art based. And I don't think a lot of people really see that when they see our band. And then they're like, oh, yeah, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's definitely, like, you know, intentional. Every part of it is intentional. And, you know, it's fun because I get to be, you know, goofy and
whoever you
myself. Yeah. And I just think, wow, if there is a way that I could make money or whatever doing this kind of thing, like that would be divine.
Nice.
Divine. Oh,
yeah. Wait a minute.
Bring it back there.
Yep. Brought it back. So
very nice. Okay.
Great. Yeah. Well, I would have not known that was where you're headed.
Well, who knows? Right. Who knows? I'm always heading in multiple directions.
Well, that's what life's about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, trying to keep it interesting.
Yeah, you gotta. You have to.
That's kind of a common theme over here, too.
Yeah.
So
yep.
I know what that's all about.
No. Nope. Can't pigeonhole me. Nope.
Right.
It's true.
Right. Too many irons in the fire, just not enough. I got more things, you know? Like,
exactly.
We're not all the eggs in one basket.
Right?
Yeah. Put all the eggs in one basket.
One egg in 50 baskets.
That's right.
Better odds.
That's the way I like it. Yes.
Oh, I hear these things all the time.
Okay.
Anything else? You've got, you know,
you're
still making music. You're doing your thing.
Still making music.
Everything's
still
good.
Still being weird. Still being a mom. Still being a whatever. I just, I feel really, really happy in my life.
You seem very happy.
Yeah. I am very happy.
That's yeah.
Great. I like.
You radiate positivity.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I feel like that has taken me a lot of work. Mm-hmm. A lot of work. And
sounds
a lot
like
of
it. Sounds like you were mean sometimes.
Self-actualization.
Yeah.
You know? I was mean to myself.
Yeah, right.
I was so mean to myself. And
people who are
sometimes
externally mean are generally, they're mean to themselves and it comes out at other people.
Well, I don't think I've been like, I mean, obviously everybody's been mean, but I don't think that I was like, I was a mean person. I think that I was so fucking traumatized by just everything that I sort of lived this like shut down existence where I wasn't necessarily like connected to my body and feeling like the things that once I started examining that and actually getting in touch with that, I was like, oh my God.
Right.
This is how you can breathe and like be happy and, you know, follow your path. And,
God, I love it. We all visit a shaman here in town. I mean, she's a shamanic healer or whatever.
Cool.
You know. But
you might like her, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does she rattle a turtle shell?
She does stuff like that.
Yeah. But that's so cool.
Yeah. Jamie, is it Lutz? I get her last name wrong all the time. Anyway, I'll give you her
contact.
I'll get you two connected if you want afterward. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it. But she's fantastic. But that you talking about that reminds me of sort of like the day I walked in there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm a kid from Elk River. Like I don't think I fit here. And now it's been, you know, 6 years or something like that. And I'm like, nope, love every minute of it. Great. I love the meditation. I don't get into my spirit animals as much as she does, but I get it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like opening yourself up to that is really just a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep.
So good job. Cause you got a real nice positive
vibe.
And it was an absolute pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Me and my true crime sweatshirt.
Yeah, we didn't get into that. But
that's okay. We didn't need to. We got I prefer ghosts and all that shit anytime over like
and you
the
can come talk to
me.
I know the real. That's like
that's
where it gets dark.
That's dark.
That's really
that
dark.
Is way scarier to me.
I agree.
Like okay, I always think about this. One last
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in a dark old creepy house by yourself and you see a ghost, you're going to be scared.
Sure.
Mm.
If you see
a real person.
You're going to be
terrified.
You are
shut down. Dead. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And on that right. note,
you are dead.
You are scarier.
Or you know,
oh, no, by
human
far.
Beings are always yeah. more scarier.
I'm thinking the ghost. I'm like kind of intrigued. I'm like, let's.
Oh,
let's
oh my, my heart's racing. You know? My yeah. skin's
that might
cold.
Be fun.
But I'm not yeah. dead. You're right.
Yeah. You're like, I...
A dark
okay,
figure in the corner that's a real person and yeah. you know it. That's way
dark
more
dark figure
terrifying.
That's a shadow that you got spooked out by. Like, okay, fine, whatever. I don't know what that was. Move along. But yeah, person
do you like
in the
haunted
corner.
Haunted houses?
Mm-mm.
You like that kind of stuff? Like,
I don't know if I've been in a lot of haunted houses.
I mean, like the...
The make-believe ones, like at the...
Yeah, well,
like, oh, where they jump on scare
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
yeah, but there's different levels of them. Like,
so
like
the
I don't
Soap
like that.
Factory
kind of,
does
oh, Soap
a
Factory.
Really
yeah.
good oh, haunted house, but yeah. I don't even like that. I mean, it seems too. I'm not into it.
I went twice.
Oh yeah,
and
did,
I
at the Soap Factory.
Yeah,
one? Okay.
The first time I went, I really loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, this
okay.
is great. And the second time I went, I was like, this is disturbing. And because it was too, like, they had, you know, kind of locked you in a locker thing, and mm-hmm. they were acting like terrorists. So
yeah.
they, like, had you get down, and they had, like, fake guns.
Right.
And you're, like, laying on the floor, and I was like, no.
That's,
yeah, I
no.
don't like that. I didn't like it
I
either.
Wanted,
I just
like,
thought,
that just, like, I
totally
want surreal
turned me off.
Scary.
Right.
I don't want to, like, yeah. be in a place where I'm, like, yeah, that
this
would be
actually
awful.
Happens every
that
day.
Happens all
right.
of the time.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Now you're making me, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about something that is just such a terrible, awful scourge on the earth right now.
Right.
So, yeah.
yeah.
No, all that right. sounds awful.
Don't need
well,
it.
Then we'll
oh, that's
our...
a horrible way to end this conversation.
So, do you
no.
want to sing? Do you want to sing us out a little?
Let's
Legacy Matters.
Yes.
Woo.
Thank you for washing that out
yes.
of our head.
Yeah. It's fine. We'll fix it next time.
All right, Haley.
Okay.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We love comments and feedback, so go ahead and let us have it. If you'd like to learn more about Andelin and other legacy projects, visit the website at andelin.app or kineticlegacy.us. Take care.